high school, you're not learning much, so you better just drop out and move on with your life without completing high school, because it's not good.
What you said this morning essentially was that if you went to the public schools, you couldn't get into the state public colleges.
Your chances are much lower.
Are much lower, yeah.
So, I mean, like, what's the point?
What's the point of?
For the students to stay in high school if they had no chance.
Well, now they have programs that they cannot go to, like an elite public college, but at least they can get some college somewhere. They can get a scholarship from the government, go through college like for free. And that would have a decent impact on their like lifetime incomes. It's still like worth it. The returns through high school.
There is too positive returns.
It's like 32%.
I mean, if you interview any teenager, they want to go to college.
They say they do want.
They dream about it.
They dream
about going to college.
The problem is, even those who pass, some pass University of São Paulo, and then they drop out in the first year because they have to work and they cannot pay transportation costs, etc. But then we have a waiver for poor students for the entrance test fee. And let's say 5,000 people, students take the waiver, and then during the exam day, only 2,000 show up. In between, they realize, my chances are so low that I'm not taking. So this is like a, I'm not gonna make it. This is the attitude.
That's a problem we're familiar with in our country.
Is it?
Oh man, the lack of perception that university is possible for me. Or completely unrealistic expectations. I want to be a doctor, but they've never passed a math test, or they have no, they haven't had any science. The distance between their stated ambition and the reality is so great that it's impossible.
Okay, so what you're gonna do is to provide the students of these public schools, basically in West and East districts of the city of São Paulo. It's a very geographically specific region. Relevant information that might help them make more informed decisions about their educational choices. Basically, we're going to inform them about private returns to education, options to access higher education now that we have this bunch of federal programs that are supposed to help students go to college, and also the effort necessary to achieve a college degree, how much you have to study, like passing scores in this entrance exams and things like that.
Information on reality.
Information on reality. And I mean, you are committed by ethical reasons to say only the truth. We cannot say the whole truth, true, but you'll say, you have to tell the truth.
Interesting, okay.
A similar package of information may also be provided to the families of the students instead of the students themselves. So this is another sort of variant of this program. So this controlled disclosure of information can have a direct impact on educational choices. The mode of delivery, as well as the format of the information package, can have a differential impact on the students' decisions. Frequency of delivery may also be like an important variable here. To whom the information is delivered, the student themselves or their families may, I mean, it makes sense that this thing plays a role. And the impact on siblings and other members of the household is also, you're also interested in that, measuring the sort of spillover effects. Some data on employability and wages from the National Household Survey, probably you have to work on better on these things, because probably what you're going to do is this, you're going to come up with the hard facts, and our sponsor will get like this expert in advertising, which will create the packages. We're not doing the facts ourselves, but you're going to get this person, how do you call this thing, a publicist or a person expert in like advertising materials.
Yeah.
Okay. Communications expert.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what you're doing. So earnings of a college graduate are 2.53 times higher than the earnings of an individual that dropped out of school at grades 8 and 9. Earnings of a college graduate are on average 1.67 times higher than the earnings of a person that stopped studying in high school. And also this dimension of this more extensive dimension of chances of being unemployed, the odds of being unemployed.
Yeah, you have to deliver the information in a comprehensive way. Right. So we should, you know, you should use images, or one thing that you should, you can do is like, you picture a car and say, oh, you can buy these pieces of this car, things like that, that people can really understand the meaning of the returns.
Communication.
Because in part of that, you know, the challenge is to communicate the information in a way that they can really absorb.
Or you put a Kia in under cities and say, if you attend only high school, you drive the Kia. If you go to college, you may drive in under cities.
Can I make a say? One of the problems in our country is that there's a complete misperception on the chances of earning money with various occupations. So that people who play basketball think they're going to earn a lot of money. And people in Brazil who think they're going to get good at soccer and be a billionaire. So you look at the chances, you know, of being a doctor is X, of being a Pele is Y, and that these differ dramatically in terms of statistics, in terms of the chances for you, or an engineer, or whatever. So give them something to compare their statistical chances of the big pot of gold, which is maybe in their head and unrealistic.
Yeah. Thanks to a Vanderbilt graduate, which is a manager of a major soccer team in Brazil, probably the best one in the world, we might have Ronaldo, like this famous soccer player, being part of our campaign, saying, okay, the chance of you being a Ronaldo is 1 in a million.
Right.
I mean, I make a lot of money.
A lot of kids don't understand that. Right.
Yeah. We might approach Luis Paulo to...
If they do this, they will think that they'll become fat.
No.
Ask is fat. Instead of rich, they won't become fat.
We also have to tell them about accessible prep courses. Some of these prep courses that will coach you to pass these entrance exams are provided for free by certain institutions. Program for minority students. There are quotas now in Brazil in place, like for students of color and also for students from impoverished backgrounds.
But let me give you an example. One of the drivers of university cars that I use sometimes, he has a kid, 18 years old, finished high school. They don't have a clue about the existence of the voucher program. They can go to a college in the same neighborhood for free. And when I told him, he looked at me and said, no, you're kidding, right? That thing doesn't exist. Even the father, okay, he's a driver, but the kid should know, and they don't. So it is, and if they are not, I mean, they are low, middle income class, lower, but so information is, admission processes and everything.
I mean, you've got to provide all kinds of relevant information to help the students make a better choice. Our schedule of operations is you have to start working like almost immediately. Students have to sign up to participate, and we have to do some field work to collect this pre-intervention information, questionnaires, and instruments to capture various things. From August to November of 2010, we got to send out this info package in three different formats. SMS to students' personal cell phones, the ones that are willing to participate. Letters to the students. Letters to parents. This works for 8th graders only. And you have a fourth group, which is going to be the control group, that gets nothing. Information, the package has to be brief and direct. And they also provide a password to access a website with more information, further information on the subject. And you keep track of who is accessing that, for how long, and how often, and from where. Like the IP address, we'll keep track of that. So we have 128 high schools that have only 11th graders, plus 206 schools that have both 8th graders and 11th graders. Schools are grouped according to the prevalence of factors that determine dropout. So you want to group schools like into similar groups. And within each similar group, you're going to divide the schools into four groups: message to SMS, letter to students, letter to parents, and control. We also have like this household survey with approximately 1,000 families that's going to be paid by the Ministry of Education. But the rest of the program is from this private donor. And quickly, this is it.
All right. Well, do you want questions on this? Question, Megan?
Yeah, I know in some parts of Brazil, like adult illiteracy is pretty high. So are you going to have exceptions for like the letters to the parents?
Yeah, not in